This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At tacticalholsters.com, what you're going to find when you go there is you're going to find everything. Holsters, magazine carriers, the belt to mount them on, different kinds of belts to carry them, tactical nylon with things such as chest rigs. They even have knives from time to time. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Is there such a thing as having too much ammunition for your concealed carry weapon? That is the question. Now, of late, simply because I've been trying it out to see how it works, okay? With my Glock 17, my Agency Arms Glock 17, I was beating that thing to death. I was shooting that so often. It's showing no wear. I have no illusions that it is weakening, for example. But here lately, I've either been carrying the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, because the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield with the Hive Technologies magazine plates makes it a 10-round gun, and it's still barely thicker than the 9mm round itself. However, for the bigger artillery, I've been carrying the SIG P320. Still, well, I figured out why the Army has it, and as far as a good, reliable weapon, this is a good, reliable weapon. What I especially like about this gun is when I punch this out, wherever I'm putting the sights, that's where the round is going, which is the way it's supposed to be, but it's not always the way it works out at first blush. Everybody knows that. There's a little bit of adjustment that has to go through. So, how much is enough? How much is too much ammo? The amount of spare ammunition to carry is something everyone is going to have to work out for themselves, whether you wish to conceal carry a revolver or a semi-automatic handgun. Most defensive shootings are concluded quickly, with few shots fired from a concealed carry gun. Some, however, are not, and a reload may be required. For example, if you want an example, and it didn't happen here. It didn't happen here. As an example, the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, when that unfolded, there were people there with guns, and they probably shot more than a few shots just trying to get out. So there will be times when a reload may be required. You also won't know what the case is going to be beforehand. As a result, it's something you'll want to think about. Revolver ammunition capacity, of course, is no great secret. Not called a six gun for nothing. Reason is that most revolvers carry six shots. Some carry five, depending on the exact design of the revolver. There are a few models that can accommodate up to 10. But by then, it's like trying to conceal carry a, big can of Coke. And the problem with the bigger cylinders is the draw. Okay? So, And the proportion of the, you know, the cylinder is going to be much bigger than the frame. And that has to do with the way the draw stroke is going to have a lot to do with the way the holster holds onto that. So, despite the perceived low capacity, revolvers are still very capable concealed carry guns. Certain calibers are only available in revolvers. And certain types of carry ammunition doesn't chamber well in semi-automatics, which some people believe confers an advantage. But revolvers are also dead simple. Load the cylinder, lock it in place, pull the trigger. Or if you prefer, cock the hammer. With proper care and cleaning, revolvers will provide years of reliable service. They rarely fail. If for some reason they do, just aim and shoot again. When carrying a revolver for defensive reasons, consider the caliber of the gun and the ammunition you plan to use. You don't want to go less than 32. Some of the 32 Magnum rounds and the 327 Federal Magnum offer much more than older 32 caliber lows, such as 32 Smith & Wesson. But, you know, you're probably going to be looking at 38 Special, 357 Magnum. That's about where you want to be. Anything larger like the 44 Magnum, well, that's a pretty big cannon to be carrying around. Not that it can't be done. They do, and revolvers do come with some drawbacks. They, you know, the limited capacity, the longer reload time. Speed loaders can be useful in this. I mean, you know, Jerry Michalik set his world speed record with a revolver. But when it comes to capacity, semi-auto is the king. On average, a 9mm or 40 caliber handgun has a 10 to 15 round capacity, and it can be concealed with little or no print signature. There are a few critical factors to be considered when choosing to conceal a higher capacity semi-auto handgun. First has to be you. If you're a big man or woman, and by that I mean tall, muscular, or heavy or set, a higher capacity gun may be effectively concealed and carry. Something as large as a Glock 19 with a 15 plus 1 capacity can be concealed fairly well with an outside-the-waistband holster. An inside-the-waistband holster might be a little trickier and probably way less comfortable to conceal carry something as large as a Glock 19. But I am concealed carrying this, the SIG P320, which is primarily because it doesn't get any thicker with the longer barrel. It just gets longer. So if you can carry one, you can carry them all if it's in a certain caliber. If you can carry the Glock 19 inside the waistband, you can also carry the 17 and the 26. And if you really don't want to go crazy and maybe walk stiff-legged, you can carry the 34. Now, when we're talking about carrying ammo, okay, what I carry for ammo is going to be dependent totally on how long I'm going to be away from the house. If I'm somewhere where I'm going to be away all day and something might unfold and I have to travel a distance to get back to the house, I've got two spare magazines on me, two spare magazines in the car, and the one in the gun. So I got five altogether. So in the P320 and in the Glock 17, that is, what, 85 rounds? Not quite two boxes. I very rarely have to shoot it, though. So ammunition is really going to depend on you. I do not get out there, while I do carry, when I'm carrying inside the waistband with certain holsters, I will carry the magazines in a carrier. But sometimes if I'm like in jeans or something, they're just going in my back pocket. And I know a lot of people say, don't do that. And I know a lot of people say, don't carry in the small of your back. And I know a lot of people say, don't do this and don't do that. And yet I do it all successfully. So try everything that you hear. You will find the solution for you. You know, I was talking about carrying in the car the other day, or yesterday. That's also something to think about when you're carrying a gun. So you got to be somewhat adaptable as you're going along. Coming up on the next break, this is one I've been waiting for. Let's just postulate, if we can, what would happen if we treated the Muslims the way the Muslims treat the infidels? This is Lock and Load. there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Correct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
quality, modularity, and a warranty the likes of which you've never seen in this industry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. As the American left, some on the Republican side, and, you know, as they continue to portray Donald Trump's immigration ban on seven Muslim nations in the worst possible terms, from racist to Islamophobic, and as Muslim activists continue to claim shock and trauma, a lone Egyptian man has asked some relevant questions that few Muslims care to face. The man in question is Dr. Ahmed Abu Maher, a researcher and political activist who regularly appears on Arabic language television and who has a long record of exposing Islamic institutions like Al Azhar University for using texts and curriculums that promote terrorism in the name of Islam. On February 6th, he posted a brief video of himself speaking in Arabic, relevant portions of which are translated. He said, "Friends, in regards to the presidential victory of Donald Trump, we want to ask our brothers, the Fuqaha, jurists of Islamic law, and the Ulema, scholars of Islam, a question. If this man, who is on more than one occasion announced that he doesn't want Muslims, were to coerce through the power of arms the greater majority of Muslims living in America to become Christians, or to pay jizya, or else he takes over their homes, kills their men, and enslaves their women and girls, and sells them on slave markets, if he were to do all this, would he be considered a racist and a terrorist or not?" Of course, I'm just hypothesizing, and I know that the Bible and its religion do not promote these things, but let's just assume. Would he be racist or not? Would he be a terrorist or not? How then, when one considers that we have in our Islamic jurisprudence, which you teach us and tell us that all the imams have agreed that the Islamic openings, i.e. the conquests, are the way to disseminate Islam? This word, openings, futahat, we must be sensitive to it. The Islamic meanings, or the Islamic openings, mean sword and swords and killing. The Islamic openings through which homes, castles, and territories were devastated, these are a part of an Islam which you try to make us follow. So I wonder, O sheikh, O leader of this or that Islamic center in New York, would you like to see this done to your wife and daughter? Would you, this or that sheikh, accept that this be done to your children? That your daughter goes to this fighter as a slave, your son to this fighter, a fifth of a booty, goes to the caliph, and so forth. I mean, isn't this what you refer to as the Sharia of Allah? So let's think about things in an effort to discern what's right and what's wrong. Now, to those unacquainted with the subject matter, Maher is referring to history's Islamic conquests, which in Muslim tradition are referred to in glorious terms as altruistic openings, futahat, that enabled the light of Islam to shine through mankind. For centuries, Muslim armies invaded non-Muslim territories, giving the inhabitants three choices: convert to Islam, or else pay jizya, which is tribute money, and accept third-class status as a humbled dhimmi, or else face the sword, death, and slavery. Not only is this how Muslims behaved vis-a-vis non-Muslims for nearly 1,400 years, forging the bulk of what is today called the Muslim world, but Islamic law, believed to be based on the transcendent, unchanging will of Allah, still prescribes this approach to non-Muslims. And in this context, text Asmar, what are Muslims complaining about? All that Trump has done is ban immigration from Muslim nations closely associated with terrorism. What if he actually treated Muslims in America the way Muslims have always treated non-Muslims under their authority, the way Islamic law, Sharia, demands, that is, by making them convert, pay extortion money, live as third-class subjects, or kill them? Now, it should be noted that if Maher is among the minority of Muslims who openly expose the hypocrisy and double standards of their co-religionists, most of the world's Muslims, including, if not especially those in America currently feigning trauma at Trump's hurtful words, know precisely what he is talking about. The problem here is that we like to think of ourselves as a compassionate people. We like to think that everybody is welcome. All you have to do is come here, be an American like us, and we will take you in. You know? And that's not what they want. And we can't understand that. We cannot get that through our thick heads, our thick skulls. We just can't let that in. We can't quite comprehend that these guys want to saw our heads off. They do this on a regular basis. Have you, who out there listening to me today has been around a decapitated head? And yet I see all of these guys all the time posting their pictures on Facebook and Twitter and everything else of them standing in front of a row of decapitated heads, smiling broadly because they're happy. This guy gets it right. The only thing that he misses is that I think we should be treating them that way. Let me be clear about what I'm saying, though. Anyone who comes to this country and pledges allegiance to the Constitution of these United States, to this country as a whole, to the people as a whole, and becomes one of us, please join us. If you come here to take us over from the inside out, like a parasite, please reveal yourself soon before I get too old. But whatever you do, sooner or later, you're going to have to face some pain, because that's not going to run very well here. This is not some of these other nations. I mean, just start operating, if you will, with all of that fury in New York City and let the gangs of New York come out and deal with you. That'll be fun. When we get back, Donald Trump appears to have taken on the persona of a Marvel hero, because he's going to start smashing things. He's starting to look like the Hulk. I'm liking that. So this is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about NuGenix.
NuGenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With NuGenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
NuGenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. NuGenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Check them out, because you'll like what you see. Some of the best fighters in the world know how to rapidly close the distance, and by doing so, take out the slack of their opponent's reach. There's no power that can be used against you when your forehead is pressed into your opponent's chin and you remain driving forward into him. They're also really good counter-strikers. They wait for their opponent to commit, and then they come laterally off center midline from the initial salvo, typically with a small, sharp hook of their own. Pop. Game over. Sounds a little like this. The key is not to run from an opponent or roll back onto your heels, but to use your opponent's own forward power against him. Let him make it easier for you by not backing up. Slight sidesteps work better. Slipping punches is an art form, and then you counter. And we are currently in a street fight. We have no further need for apologies. We are in a war, and it is time to smash the opposition. Trump's policy should be simple. If the deep state's Obama leftovers and their rejects take out a Flynn using felonious actions via illegal leaks, replace him with a Navy SEAL. If they take out the SEAL, go get a shovel and dig up Patton. Slam him into place. If they find something on him, some weird made-up shenanigans like with Flynn, then you appoint someone who blocks out the sun. Paul Big Show White, or someone with, you know, that has a head the size of a street corner. See how far they want to take this. They go DEFCON 5, we go nuclear. Each time we amp up to a higher category hurricane, as the nutty Chuck Todd insinuated the other day. This is the way of Mossad. Trial by fire politics. By the time we're done, it'd be, you know, we could see the entire cast of the Expendables in Trump's cabinet, with Chuck Norris riding a T-Rex down 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with chaps and spurs on. Some things you just need to accept is that your leftist friends are already gone. And I don't mean the rapture or dead. I mean mentally. They're gone. Vacant stares. They're out of their minds. Lost already, as if they're getting ready to castrate themselves to catch a ride on the Hale-Bopp comet. They shout low information cliches like impeach and treason. They are the smelly trolls on social media and dumb as doorstops. They don't even realize how insanely difficult it is to prove treason. The bar on that is so high that it is nearly impossible. But the left are worse drama queens than the barstool drunks drooling into their Bloody Marys. And impeachment? Big deal. You're not going to get the two-thirds majority required from the Senate. It's not going to happen. Don't let that stop their precious fantasy, however. Nah, time to be the Hulk. You could never defeat the Hulk with brute straightforward strength. It would always be used against you. Whatever kind of firepower was deployed, whatever, you know, from whether it be from some random punk in an altercation, mortar shells, or even a nuclear bomb, you could never defeat the Hulk with a head on strike. That was always a very bad calculus. In some comics, by the time an entire Marine Corps division had emptied out their payload, the Hulk had grown from 7 feet tall to over 25 feet tall. His neck had transformed into 5 feet of cold royal rolled steel, disappearing into several layers of traps. His fingers turned into railroad spikes connected to forearm muscles like drag racing pistons. His jaw flared out into a giant cornice shelf of alpha rage, the end of which resembled a bevel bit for a jackhammer. Trump has a good working base within his genetic makeup, more than most to deal with the next 4 years of outhouse politics. Whatever the traditional Democrat media complex, their increasingly moronic leftist activists and their social media armies throw at Trump, he will need all the gamma rays required to transform into their worst nightmare. He must understand that the fighting principle always to remain driving forward and to never slow down. Plant your forehead firmly into your opponent's chin. Let the media do what they do. Chuck Todd, Matt Lauer, Mika Brzezinski, they're all going to do what they are programmed and paid to do. Use their energy against them by demoralizing them with the very agenda that you were elected to execute. Radical tax reform. Gutting the Iran deal and putting back on sanctions. Annihilating Obamacare, chin to scrotum. And finally, smashing the regulatory state that emanates from D.C., even if it means disrupting and ending entire agencies and departments. Go down the hallway with a Sharpie and put an X on the doors of the departments you don't like. Go into the departments that we're going to keep and rid them of the leftists once and for all. If they're unionized, smash the union. Move on. Keep moving. Keep going. It's a very simple process. And it's one that uniquely Trump is capable of pulling off, even with very little help. I mean, Trump is so far ahead of his staff. He's so far ahead of the people that are out there. He, you know, I don't want to say he's making it up as he goes, but what he is doing is instinctively he knows exactly what to do to get people looking in a different direction while he does what he wants to do. Because he's already been very successful. And he hasn't even been the president for a month yet. Coming up on 4 weeks, very shortly. So, I'm enjoying it, but, you know, put your head down, drive into your opponent. Don't worry about what they're doing. Back them up and keep on backing them up, and they're not going to have any power to deal with you because this is a fight. We do not need to be polite. We do not have to be appeasing anymore. We have been appeasing, and the country is in a crevasse. And for the first time, everybody stopped listening to the fake stream media. Yay. Now all that is left is to go out there and resort a whole bunch of this nonsense, and then we might actually see something worth being involved in. That would be nice. But we'll see. We'll see what we got going on. But remember this. It's a new day. We got a new sheriff in town. And I personally believe that his new mantra should simply be Hulk smash. When we get back in New Mexico, some of the sheriffs are a little upset with some things that are happening in the status quo. This is Lock and Load.
The time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, and a warranty the likes of which you've never seen, plus just about everything you might possibly need to suit up in a tactical setting is at tacticalholsters.com. Check them out. In New Mexico is a right now they're receiving the same sort of assault that Colorado got, that Maine got, that Washington State got, and Nevada got. They have the special attention of Michael Bloomberg. Documents filed with the Secretary of State's office show Bloomberg's gun control group, Every Town for Gun Safety, spent $220,000 in New Mexico during 2016, while the NRA spent $10,000. That $220,000 had a significant outcome at the polls. Every Town for Gun Safety and the New Mexico chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America declared victory in November in electing a bipartisan background check majority to the State House. Every Town spokeshole Radner said. Is that a real name, Radner? So, what is Bloomberg trying to do in New Mexico? Well, he wants to ram through a pair of gun control bills that will do little to curb crime, actually nothing to curb crime, but put undue fees and restriction on law-abiding citizens. And therein lies the rub. Despite what CDC says when they say, well, somebody needs to study the causes of gun violence. And then when somebody comes and says, well, you know, actually gun violence is going down and people that carry guns are actually very law-abiding. And law-abiding citizens going against them does nothing to stop crime. And E-I-E-I-O. Whenever somebody does that, they still come back and say, well, of course, we still got to press on. So in New Mexico, you have Senate Bill 48 and House Bill 50, which would prohibit residents from selling firearms from their personal collection to any relatives, long-term friends, business partners, neighbors, or fellow gun club members without government permission, the universal background check. Those bills would also restrict firearm transfers, including gifts, loans, exchanges, or other temporary changes in possession of a firearm, not just the sale. So House Bill 50 has been amended, and its provisions regarding transfers are now slightly different from Senate Bill 48. In a letter issued by the New Mexico Sheriff's Association, 32 of the 33 sheriffs in the state signed a statement which read in part, the scheme would not be enforceable without creating a gun registry. We know this because a 2013 U.S. Department of Justice internal memo on gun violence prevention strategy stated that the success of expanded background check laws depends on requiring firearm registration. As sheriffs, we know that criminals, by definition, ignore the law. this proposed gun control law would not stop them from getting their guns from other criminal associates and theft, as they already do. All 33 sheriffs in New Mexico now stand firmly in opposition of both SB 48 and HB 50. And on Friday, members of the New Mexico Sheriff's Association spent 6 hours in a hearing at the state capitol speaking out against HB 50. Who said this one? What we got here? Cibola County Sheriff Tony Mace. He said, "We're punishing all citizens of New Mexico with this bill, honest, good gun owners, for what a small portion of the criminal element is doing. I've said before, we need to focus on the criminal element. They do not abide by the laws, no matter what bills we pass or what we try to do. The criminal element is still going to try to get firearms. They're going to steal them or trade them amongst themselves, whatever." Valencia County Under Sheriff Mark Shea said, "I believe this bill, although well-intentioned, is going to have a chilling effect on the Second Amendment." Valencia County Sheriff Lou Burkhard said, "I stand opposed to this bill. I've been a law enforcement officer for the past 36 years, and there's nothing in this bill that will keep guns out of the hands of criminals." State Representative Zachary J. Cook stated Bloomberg and his gun control groups have 7 lobbyists pushing for tougher gun laws in New Mexico this year. He notes that Bloomberg has spent more than $100,000 in New Mexico so far pushing his bills and is committed to spending $50 million on his gun control agenda nationwide. He said, "It bothers me that someone from New York is spending that kind of money to make his vision a reality in my state." He has spent $50 million of his own money. The Sheriff's Association is committed to opposing both House Bill 50 and Senate Bill 48, but they need your support to stop these measures. Anybody from Colorado, anybody from Washington State, Nevada, Maine, call them. Call them and tell them what you've experienced and tell them that this, and they already know this. They already know this. There is no way to. Especially in New Mexico. It's not going to fly in New Mexico. It's just not going to happen. If they do pass it, and then they do go the final route, which is to demand a registration. Every time they do this, and law enforcement goes against, do they understand that without an enforcement mechanism, they can make all the laws they want, and it gets them nowhere? Do they get that part of it? Do they understand it? I don't know. 3 bad concealed carry habits. Listen, I'm guilty of all of them. But here's 3 habits to try to avoid. Okay? And that's because in most, a concealed weapon, a well-concealed weapon, means it's concealed from everybody. So it can come in handy as far as, getting you in a position where you don't have to worry about being shot first. So the first thing you want to avoid doing is exposing your concealed weapon. If you wear a shirt too short to keep your gun concealed when reaching for the cereal on the top shelf or the pair of shoes at Tom McCann's or whatever it is, you're going to expose. If you accidentally open the wrong pocket on your custom purse, ladies, you're going to expose. The moment your gun is visible, it is by definition, no longer concealed. Study your outfit in the mirror. Look for the gun. Make note of shirts or outfits that aren't compatible with carrying. Prints do a very good job of hiding these things. Touching them. Well, I do that all the damn time. I'm constantly pulling it up, or I'm constantly putting my hands on my hips, but I put both hands on my hips, and one actually goes around the butt of the weapon and everything. And, somebody that knew what they were looking for might notice it. But the problem that I notice with most people is, one, they're looking in on their phones too much. So I could be pulling out there and just running my slide over and over again. They probably wouldn't, notice that. But you want to avoid holster shifts and touch checks and, when you stand up, touch check, sit down, touch check, enter a new room, touch check. You gotta try to, you don't want to be that guy, although I am that guy. I am definitely that guy. Now, stereotypes may not be politically correct, but they exist because there's some nugget of truth. You've heard the thing about the gray man, right? Which is where you're not wearing cargo pocket pants or NRA type hats or Bravo Company hats or primary weapon system hats or the agency arms ball cap, which thank God they finally came out with one and I get to wear it. I don't have any bumper stickers on my car identifying me as a gun owner. Now I wear hats all the time because most of the time, once again, people don't know what they're looking at. But if you're wearing something like a tactical backpack covered with Molly straps, I've got a Maxpedition pack that I cut all of that stuff off of just to try to make it look less tactical. Because I'm not strapping anything to it. I don't need the Molly on the back of it. I'm going downtown to Starbucks. I don't need to strap all kinds of other stuff to it. Everything fits in the bag. It's very nice. Don't look like someone who would carry a gun. Don't call attention to yourself. It's going to be okay. The sheepdog that's in you, well, you can keep that well hid. Sheepdogs blend in. They don't advertise their presence. They're effective protectors of the flock. They go from protector to predator at the drop of a dime. And that's what you can be. You just don't have to advertise that fact. We'll be right back. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.